I've been thinking a lot and doing a lot of things with reconciliation lately. And I think reconciling people who have hurt us can be very healing. When we allow ourselves to keep a hold of hurt and heartache, we allow our bodies to, and our minds to build a callus. And that callus grows bigger and bigger, and the bigger it gets, the more bitter we can become. Oh yeah, I totally agree. It can overtake our bodies and not let us see what is right in front of us. I think we shouldn't let hurt take over. I think we should forgive, let go of the hurt, and let go of the pain, and give it to God. Let him heal you so that, well, I mean, I'm saying one should let God heal, not you specifically. I'm just saying one shouldn't let the hurt take over and give the pain to God. Forgive, let go of the pain, let God heal, and then maybe after God heals, hopefully then the pain can be let go, and one can pass that healing on to the person that hurt them. That's just what I think. I think sometimes having time apart helps a lot, because, you know, I think having the time apart, it just, having that gap, having that space, it just gives time for healing. And I think it gives us time to just think about what happened and think about what caused the situation. And maybe there can be some reconciliation that way too. But I'm just saying. In the video that we just watched, it mentioned 2 Corinthians 5:18. I'd like to talk about that word reconciliation. It's not a word used often these days. Usually it's used when couples are getting divorced. They say there were unreconcilable differences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. But what does reconciliation really mean? If we look at the Google definition, it means restore friendly relations between. This can be so difficult, especially if one party was hurt really badly. I'd like to return to the scripture. It's talking about the gift of salvation. You know, the gift of salvation is free to everyone who wants it, but I think a lot of people just don't understand it. A lot of people think they don't need it. I've made a video in the past where I talk about how, it, you know, for me, it brings a sense of peace.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it can be hard for people to stay connected to God. It happens to a lot of people, and they get so busy. I mean, they might read a few scriptures and then move on.
Yeah. I think one thing that's important is when we are going to read scripture that we start with prayer and ask the Lord to be there with us in it and ask him for guidance, and so that we get out of the scripture that we're reading what it is that he wants us to get.
Oh, yes. I totally agree. I would like to ask the audience too, please write in the comment section your thoughts.
So if everybody puts in an effort, like say there's been a misunderstanding between a couple of people or between one group and another, that reconciliation can be achieved. They have to realize that. And it's the same way with anyone who's turned their back on God. If we're wanting to get back into a relationship with God, that restoration and that reconciliation can be achieved, but we do have to put some effort into it.
Absolutely, yeah. And when we do ask for forgiveness, God will grant it.
Yeah.
You know, forgiveness of your sins is available if you place your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. You know, And another thing is, this can happen between friends and the relationship you have with them too. Mm-hmm. But I think people have a misconception. They think that forgiveness be given through good works. Well, you know, I don't think it's so much that, but, you know, God made himself human so that he'd be the Christ that would save us from eternal damnation. We're no longer slaves to sin. We no longer have to face the death penalty for our sins.
Oh, yes. I totally agree. Now, if we look at the biblical definition, it says, reconciliation is the end of estrangement caused by original sin between God and humanity. Sin makes a wall between us and God, mm-hmm. but if we put our faith in God, that wall will be blasted away forever.
Definitely. I'd like to read, if I could, the Psalms 133 and 4, and the first version I'm reading is NLT. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? If you offer forgiveness, we might learn to fear you. Now, I kind of want to hit a little bit on the word fear. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're scared of God, which a lot of people think that that's what it is, but it means that we respect him so much that we want to honor him and be more like him and just recognizing his power and his holiness and being in awe of him. It just, you know, it just makes it so much more clear that we need to fear God because of that. You know, we want to serve him not as a slave, but as a willing servant to the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the NIV version says this. It's a little bit different. It says that, find it here. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who would stand? Who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. It is comforting to know that when we do mess up, God will forgive us.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I will often forget when people have wronged me because in my mind, I am too busy to just keep thinking about how many times I've been wronged. I think I would be so bitter if I kept track of the wrongs. It's just a waste of time to keep track of wrongs. I have too much to do to worry about that sort of thing. But I don't mean I always forget right away. Sometimes I do. Like in the case of, you know, like on my game, I meet a lot of people. And every once in a while, one of them might say something offensive. And so, like, whatever, I just move on. And so, you know, minor things like that, I might forget right away. But some things, if they're bigger, it might take me a little bit longer, but I will eventually forget. I've had people come up to me and say, you know, I'm sorry for, you know, whatever. And I'm like, what did you do? I don't remember what you did.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care anymore after a while. I mean, like I said, you know, if it's a really, really big hurt, then yeah, it might take longer, but
absolutely.
I will eventually, for the most part, forget.
Go ahead, Sharon.
No, it's fine. No, I just wanted to reiterate that, you know, having that healthy fear of God, it does bring you to a deeper level of worship. And again, recognizing his power and his holiness, it naturally leads to praise, making you, you know, close to God and just having that opportunity to just have a life of peace.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Especially when it comes to forgiveness and all that. So, you know, it's just an awesome opportunity to just live a life without having that hanging on your shoulders. So,
Amen.
All right. Well, it was nice to see you all, and I will see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to invite you to allow Jesus to come into your life. I know that you can live your everyday life without Jesus and be just fine. But Jesus is the only one that can grant you eternal life. Life is so different when you have Jesus in it. It's just so different. You're I mean, at least for me, I cannot speak for anybody else, but at least for me, like I said multiple times now, it's a sense of calm. It's just a sense of knowing that he will take me through whatever I'm going through. And I was reading something the other day where it said something like, you know, sometimes we tend to ask God for help, but at the same time, we're only asking God for help with one hand because the other one is trying to do things on our own without him. And so we're just not totally accepting God's help. We almost are acting like we don't believe that he can make a difference. And he can. All you have to do is outstretch both arms and just completely give yourself to God. All of you. Part of you won't work. It has to be all of you. All of you. And so all you do is ask a simple prayer. All you do is say, Dear Lord, I understand that I need you. I understand that I'm a sinner. I understand that you'll take me as I am right now. And I want you to be in my life. Now, if you pray that with intent, you know, whatever words you want, you don't have to use my words, whatever words you want. If you pray that with intent, I really encourage you to find a church near you to help you along the way. And you can also contact me if you need it. And I'm available on social media. All you have to do is contact me on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat. And I'll put the links in the description. But, you know, that's beside the point. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm here for you. The more important thing is a relationship that you need to have. I'm not saying need. That it would be, I think... I'm trying to say this. I don't want to be like, you know, like you have to do it. But I'm just saying, your life will change if you allow Jesus to do it. Thank you so much. And I will pray for you. Amen.
Emmanuel tells a story.